In this bulletin, New South Wales records 97 local cases of COVID-19. More than 12 million Australians around the country in lockdown as Victoria starts its fifth. And in sport, more Olympic shockwaves to Team Australia as Liz Cambish withdraws. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, Peggy Giacomelos with you. New South Wales has reported 97 new locally acquired coronavirus cases on Friday, bringing the total number of infections in recent weeks to 1,026. Of the new cases, 29 were in the community the whole time they were infectious, 17 were isolating for part of their infectious period, while 46 were in isolation throughout. The isolation status of the five other cases remains under investigation. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says there is concern about the cases that are currently unlinked, meaning people all over Sydney need to remain on high alert.
We are seeing the emergence of unlinked cases, which is a matter for concern. Clearly, the fact that 29 cases were infectious for two or more days in the community is incredibly concerning. And I can't stress to the community my absolute concern that we need to work harder at reducing mobility and reduce our interactions with others if we're going to bring this situation under control and see a decline in cases infectious in the community.
More than 77,500 people got tested for COVID-19 yesterday, with three quarters of the new cases recorded in the Fairfield local government area. Meanwhile, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is assuring the state it will combat the highly transmissible Delta variant of coronavirus through a short lockdown. The state recorded six new locally acquired cases of coronavirus on Friday, with 24 cases directly linked to Sydney incursions. Victoria has entered a five-day lockdown to stop the spread of COVID-19, with the government promising to hopefully make it a short-term shutdown. Mr. Andrews has announced eligible Victorian workers will receive payment compensation after holding talks with the PM, Scott Morrison.
It's important that everybody across the board gets the support and the care that they need. As I said yesterday, it's not really a cost to the budget. It's an investment in everybody doing the right thing. It's an investment in avoiding hardship.
And the Royal Melbourne Hospital is also reporting some staff have been potentially exposed to a close contact of a coronavirus case. Meanwhile, Queensland's shutting its border to Victoria, forcing new arrivals from Saturday morning to undergo mandatory quarantine if visiting. The state recorded one new locally acquired case, the parent of a 12-year-old who also recently tested positive after quarantine. And a COVID-19 patient is urging the residents of Sydney's southwest areas to take COVID-19 seriously after contracting the virus. Footage of Khaled El Masri was widely circulated in the media this week as he emphasised the need to be aware of the coronavirus threat. He's encouraging Australians and his community via a phone interview with SBS Arabic 24 to take a COVID-19 vaccine.
Of course, a difficult experience, and this issue is serious. You must pay attention and abide by the rules, and you must take the vaccine. I mean, if I had made an appointment and had taken the vaccine, I would not have reached this stage.
And Western Australia has shut its border to Victoria as the state enters its first day of a five-day snap lockdown. From midnight, no one who has been in Victoria within the previous 14 days will be allowed to enter Western Australia without an exemption. From midnight, Western Australia will have hard borders in place with Australia's three most populous states, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, effectively locking out the eastern seaboard. Let's move on to sport briefly. An Australian basketballer, Liz Cambish, has withdrawn from the Japan Olympics, citing mental health struggles. Cambish released a statement on Twitter saying she's having panic attacks about the Olympic bubble and not having a support system outside her team. She says it breaks her heart to announce her withdrawal, but believes it's the best decision for her and the team. Let's take a look at the weather for Saturday. A shower or two, 19 for Perth. In Adelaide, showers and wind easing, 14 degrees. Showers increasing in Melbourne and 13. Partly cloudy, 14 for Hobart. Shower or two, 8 degrees for Canberra. In Wollongong, a partly cloudy day, 15. Much the same for Sydney. In Newcastle, possible shower or windy, 17. Windy and sunny for Brisbane and 21. Partly cloudy, 29 degrees in Cairns. And sunny and 32 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.